Reading from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrit, this remote corner of the world. While Prabhupada continued in New York, poised to leave for London in a few days, his secretary mentioned that many U.S. centers were still vying for his presence. Prabhupada casually remarked that if any center could encourage a good lecture program and pay his travel expenses plus $1,000, then he would go there before leaving for London. Hearing this, the devotees in Gainesville, Florida, determined to meet Prabhupada's transcendental challenge. The temple president, Hridayananda, signed an uninitiated devotee, David Lieberman, to find a sponsor at the University of Florida willing to pay $1,000 for Prabhupada to come and speak. David visited every student organization on campus until he found a donor. Prabhupada agreed to come, even though his secretary informed him that the flight would lay over 2 hours in Atlanta and then continue to Jacksonville, a 1.5 hour car ride from Gainesville. Atlanta, July 29, 1971. The 10th resident of the recently opened Atlanta temple arranged to receive Prabhupada during his layover at the Atlanta airport. They prepared a large feast and decorated the Eastern Airlines VIP lounge with fruits, flowers, and garlands. Bill Ogle. Although Srila Prabhupada was not big physically, he immediately captured the consciousness of the entire Atlanta airport when he entered. Everyone was watching as he walked with his head held high, his cane moving gracefully with every step. The airport is one of the busiest in the country, but everyone who saw Prabhupada looked at him in amazement. Airport officials voluntarily began clearing a path for Prabhupada to walk. But what was even more amazing was that he was so submissive to such insignificant disciples as we. Prabhupada entered the VIP. I'm repeating. The airport is one of the busiest in the country, but everyone who saw Prabhupada looked at him in amazement. Airport officials voluntarily began clearing a path for Prabhupada to walk. But what was even more amazing was that he was so submissive to such insignificant disciples as we. In Germany, Prabhupada was in Germany. And one day, one of the devotees was sent for some service. Happy to see you here. Hare Krishna. So I was wondering what was happening. Now I know the reason why she's here. So Srila Prabhupada was in London, and one devotee went out for service. By the time he returned back to the temple, the prasadam was finished. So the devotee was hungry. So he went to the kitchen trying to see what he can get to eat. As he was there in the kitchen, Prabhupada suddenly appeared. Devotee was embarrassed to see Prabhupada is just here. So Srila Prabhupada asked him, "What do you want to do?" He said, "I'm very hungry and the prasadam is finished. So I was looking at what to do so I can get something to eat." So Srila Prabhupada said, "Do you have semolina?" He said, "Yes." "You have milk, sugar, butter?" He said, "Yes." So the devotee brought the items. And Prabhupada asked him to light the stove. Put water, put milk, put everything. And Prabhupada prepared halva. And he gave it to the devotee. He said, "When you are hungry and you need something immediately to eat, take halva." So Prabhupada cooked halva for his disciple. And he left the kitchen for him. Who will forget that for life, eternity? Who will forget that? Prabhupada is, and it is said here that he was very, very submissive to insignificant devotees like us. It is true. He cooked halva for a disciple. This is Jagat Guru, a special master for the whole world. So the Prabhupada is not just a special master for Hare Krishna society or Hare Krishna devotee. He's not just a special master for one society. He is a spiritual master for all religion. Because thousands and millions of people around the world today who are both Christians and Muslims and whatever religion they belong get to understand the science of reincarnation from Srila Prabhupada's books. Millions of people today accepted his karma, his reincarnation. They accepted vegetarianism because of Prabhupada's lectures, the books, his teachings. So he is not just a special master for Hare Krishna society. He's a special master for the whole world. Not just one name, Jagat Guru. He is actually a special master for the whole world. Millions of people who are not practicing chanting Hare Krishna today in Hare Krishna temple, but Prabhupada has already made them devotees that in the future they are going to join the Hare Krishna movement. So he is special, not just for Hare Krishna society. That's like Prabhupada. He never considered his position. He only considered the position of the devotees, the living entities. And for that sake, Prabhupada performed severe austerities. He suffered to create the International Society for Krishna Consciousness just to save the world. And Prabhupada also was in one of the Kumbh Melas. And a devotee who went to make the arrangement was not very experienced. So he got a spot almost at the extreme end of the crowd. When Srila Prabhupada came there and he saw the arrangement, he was not happy. So he told the devotee, "I came here to preach. I am not here to swim. I came here to preach and you kept me at a corner where I will not be able to preach. So you are useless."
Get out from here.
The devotee was very sad. Oh, I have disturbed the peace and the service of my spiritual master. And he was repenting, feeling, oh, I have done something which is not pleasing to the spiritual master. Regretting and feeling sorry for what he did, not intentionally, due to inexperience. So the Papa noticed that, recognized that, and he called the devotee back. When he sent for the devotee was afraid. I just got a hot chastisement. What is the next one? He was afraid. But he came. The spiritual master is calling. So he came, shivering. And Prabhupada looked at him. And the devotee does not know what to expect. And Prabhupada was holding his fist. So the devotee was wondering, is he going to punch my face this time? What's he going to do now? Come here. He trembled before Prabhupada. So Prabhupada grabbed his hand. And he put his own hand in his own palm. It was ice block. So Prabhupada puts ice blocks in his hand. When the devotee opened his hand and saw ice block, huh? How will you feel? Was happy. Was happy. So Prabhupada chastised him for doing something wrong and to show him that it was not out of envy, it was not due to anger materially, it was not bad. He taught the devotee the lesson. When the devotee understood the lesson and he appreciated that, Prabhupada called him and reciprocated that. The devotee was very happy. Who will forget that? Which devotee will forget such a dealing? He was so compassionate, so merciful, so kind, and so pure that whoever comes in his association will not like to leave him. Like to stay on and on and on. Like to stay. This is sadhu. Purity. Purity brings people closer. It does not dispel people. Purity brings people. So Prabhupada accommodated everyone. He gave shelter to everyone. So purity. So the devotee notice this quality of Srila Prabhupada is attracting everyone. Even those who are not devotees could see this is a pure devotee. I have had this experience many times on Sankirtan. People look at the book and look at Prabhupada. Just a few words. He closed the book and looked at the face of a devotee and said, this is a great personality. They are not devotees. This is a great personality. So, what is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada? What is his greatness? His greatness, is it because he opened international society everywhere in the world? His greatness, is it because he had many disciples? His greatness, is it because he has an Indian body? What is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada? He is so great, he is so important, so special, that he could make millions of Prabhupada. So anyone who said or is saying or will say that Prabhupada is the only pure devotee is an offender, is a blasphemer, is a fool, is a blind person, has no eyes to see. Srila Prabhupada came here not because he had no place in Goloka. He has a place in Goloka eternally. He came here because he wants to come and deliver the conditioned soul. How can he deliver us if we are not pure? If he is pure, then he should make pure devotees. That is a test. The test of a purity is that you can also make others pure. What kind of miracle someone is going to make for every one of us here that conditioned soul, people are addicted, they will sleep under drugs, sleep under the influence of drug, alcohol, and sex. They sleep together with it, wake up with it, and proper turn them into pure devotees. What kind of miracle else do we expect? What miracle do we want? He made miracle. Who has ever started a business without money before? Anyone? Starting a business without money? Not even international society. Just a small company without money. Who has ever done that before? Around the world. You must have money to start business. So the Papa studied in international society without money. What is that? Purity is the force. This society, Prabhupada established this society on the foundation of purity, not money. He would have got a lot of money. He would have better got a lot of money. Or his business would have closed down. Krishna would have closed his business. He would have been successful in his business and used the money to establish the international society for Krishna consciousness. But Krishna took it away to use him as an instrument to show to us that it is purity that is the foundation of Krishna consciousness. Anything in Krishna consciousness which is not under the foundation of purity would never last. It will always exist for a short time. It will never last. The society for Krishna consciousness is expanding more than when Prabhupada was here physically. Yes. The purity. Many big corporations, organizations or companies will close down when the director leaves. The children will spoil it and close it down. They will fight. But proper society is not closing down. Instead, it's expanding. It's purity. And we are going to expand this movement. We are going to maintain this movement only on purity. Nothing else. Without purity, we can do all kinds of management which is based on our own material ability. We will never change anything positively. Most of all, this is what we are doing. We are using material ability for management to expand this movement. Then we have a lot of anxiety. Prabhupada has no complication. He had no anxiety in managing his society. Because he was pure. He was not managing society because of material qualifications. He was managing the society with spiritual qualifications, with potency. Bring all kinds of anxiety to Prabhupada. He was still in Bombay. They brought one disturbing problem to Prabhupada. Just 5 minutes before he's going to go for evening class, Prabhupada read the letter and just dropped it. The devotee concerned was very disturbed. My temple is on fire. And I came here to look for a solution. And Prabhupada just looked at the letter, he just dropped it. And he's not talking about it. What is happening? Who knows what has happened now as I have left the place? Prabhupada dropped the letter. And he went down for Bhagavad Gita, spoke the same, natural, free from anxiety, nothing. The devotee was very disturbed. After the class, Prabhupada went to his room, took his massage. When he was about to rest, and he sent for the devotee. And then he brought back the letter. and look at it. And he started dictating to him, do this, do this, do this, do this. The devotee became very peaceful at the end of that. So Prabhupada, without anxiety, solved the problem and sent the devotee back with peace. He came with anxiety, but Prabhupada sent him back with peace. Spirity. The society is maintained by purity. It's established by purity. The society can continue with purity. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he said, I request every member of this organization to donate 200,000 gallons of your blood. Are we going to donate? Are we going to donate? Donate your blood to maintain this society. It's a request. What does that mean? I should go to a doctor now and start starting my blood? It means we should make some sacrifice. There should be sacrifice. We should risk our life to maintain the purity. Tell the truth wherever it is needed. Tell the truth. We must be bold and submissive. A devotee who is going to push this movement forward must have this quality of being bold and submissive. As a request, must be bold and submissive. It means we should be ready to tell the truth anywhere, anytime, to anybody, but without pride. That is being bold and submissive. Not because I know I'm better than you, but because it is the truth and it is needed to carry on this movement, it should be said to any person, anytime, anywhere, with humility. That is boldness and submissiveness. Prabhupada entered the VIP lounge with his disciples and about 20 Indian guests. Confronting the portable Vyasasan atop a marble table, Prabhupada declined. The seat seemed unsteady, but the devotees assured him that it was sturdy. So Prabhupada climbed up, sat down, and began leading a kirtan. After speaking for about 15 minutes, Prabhupada concluded his lecture. This is not sentimental chanting, but it is based on the soundest philosophy, Vedic literatures. Yes. It's not a sentimental chanting. It's true. A devotee came to Srila Prabhupada once and he said, Prabhupada, I'm so disturbed. My mind is giving me so much trouble. I'm so confused. Nothing is making any sense to me. So Prabhupada listened to him. He said, go and bring tartars. The devotee brought and Prabhupada requested him to sit. So he sat down. And Prabhupada started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After 20 minutes, Prabhupada stopped. He asked the devotee, "So, how do you feel?" He said, "Thank you, Prabhupada. I am now peaceful." Prabhupada did not preach philosophy to him. "You are too sinful, therefore that is why you are miserable." Prabhupada didn't speak philosophy. He simply chanted the holy name. The pure name. Prabhupada vibrated the pure name. The name penetrated into him because he was open to Prabhupada. He has faith in Prabhupada. He believed that, yes, this is my savior. And whatever he does is beneficial for me. He listened to Prabhupada's pure name. Anxiety disappeared. Not philosophy. Practical. With the holy name. Not a sentimental chanting. It is wonderful. Because Prabhupada showed to us Krishna, Krishna's name, the same. Being chanted by a pure devotee, more powerful. The devotee experienced that. We have got so many books, and you can buy them in our store, in our bookstore. Where is the bookstore? There was a long pause. The devotees had remembered fruits, flowers, the cheer, the feast, invitations to the Indians, but they had forgotten Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada continued to wait for an answer to his question until finally a senior disciple, Janamejaya, replied, "Prabhupada, we usually have a bookstore." Was all Prabhupada said. Again, a long silence. So, Prabhupada said, looking to the audience, "Any question?" Prabhupada chatted with the Indians, asking their names and where they were from in India. Most of them were young men with families and treated him respectfully, like a grandfather or a revered Swami. One Indian man, about 35, mentioned that he was getting his PhD in biology. "Oh, biology," Prabhupada said. "Poor frogs. Poor frogs." Everyone in the lounge except the biologist burst into laughter. No, the biologist protested, embarrassed. "Why poor frogs?" "Because you are killing," Prabhupada said. "But it is for the advancement of knowledge," said the biologist. "So it is worthwhile. It is for the advancement of knowledge." "All right," said Prabhupada. "If I ask you now, will you give your body for the advancement of knowledge?" Everyone in the room began to laugh. Yes, I will," the man replied. But the more he protested, repeating, "Yes, I will," the more ridiculous he seemed. And the harder everyone laughed. Because everyone knows it's not true. He will never give his body. But he's taking other living entities' body to make his experiment for advancement. He will never give his own body for advancement. He will never give any of his family members' body for the advancement. But he's using other living entities for advancement. "How many species of life are there?" Prabhupada asked. 50 million, the biologist replied. "Oh," said Prabhupada, "you have been all? You have seen them all?" "No." "How many have you seen?" "Perhaps 5,000. "And you are wrong," Prabhupada said. "There are 8,400,000 species of life. We have scientific knowledge from the Vedas." Bill Ogle. After Prabhupada took prasad, we performed a play for him. The play was The Brahmana and the Cobbler. I played Vishnu. It was terrible. I had to be Vishnu and my wife had to be Lakshmi. I was lying down as Lord Vishnu and my wife was massaging my feet. Prabhupada kept looking at me and I thought he must be thinking, who is this rascal playing Vishnu? My feeling was, this is not very good. I shouldn't be doing this. I was very embarrassed to be in front of Prabhupada like that. Jayasena was Narada Muni and he offered obeisances about 100 times throughout the play. Because Prabhupada was there, Jayasena was constantly offering obeisances to everyone and anything. So, although he was playing Narada Muni, he offered obeisances to the cobbler. But some of the Indians spoke up. They were a little taken aback that Narada Muni, such a great saint, was offering obeisances to a cobbler, who is ordinarily a very low class person. So at this point, Prabhupada interrupted and began to explain. Actually, he said, it is all right that Narada Muni has offered obeisances to the cobbler, because the cobbler is a Vaishnava. Any Vaishnava can receive obeisances more than a Brahmana. He continued, narrating the play. He told the story and we continued acting. It was ecstatic. As Prabhupada was leaving the lounge to board his flight for Jacksonville, a lady in a wheelchair, the mother of one of the devotees in Atlanta, raised herself up and threw herself at Prabhupada's feet. With tears in her eyes, she cried out, I am dying of cancer. Save me! Save me! Srila Prabhupada bent down and put his hand on her head. That is all right, he said, comfortingly. That is all right. As Prabhupada, garlanded with red roses and magnolias, walked down the corridor towards his plane, the devotees thought that Prabhupada appeared majestic like a king. He emanated a golden effulgence and he seemed powerful yet humble. The devotees felt spiritual strength and pledged to follow Prabhupada's teachings. The last glimpsed him walking across the airfield towards the small plane that would take him to Jacksonville. His saffron silk dhoti and kurta blowing in the breeze. He turned to them and waved. Gainesville, July 29, 1971. Srila Prabhupada asked how fast the car was going and how long it would take them to get to Gainesville. 65 miles per hour, the driver said. It will take an hour and a half. Prabhupada observed the scenery along the highway. Pine forests, marshes, exotic birds, an occasional armadillo foraging near the highway. Lotuses and lilies grow wild in the canals along the roadside, and bright sunshine warmed the clear air. Gainesville was a side trip for Prabhupada, a special day of preaching. He had left Shyamasundara, his secretary, in New York, and brought with him only Arvind, his servant. He had come for a day to bring the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to yet another city. When the devotees had picked him up at the airport, he had appeared grave. But on catching sight of the devotees, he had smiled wonderfully. And then, turning to Hridayananda, he had asked, which way? He was like a transcendental fighter, asking to be pointed towards the battle. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any comments? Or question? Comment? Say something.
Maharaj made a very good point that this movement is only created and spread and maintained by purity. And I've seen Bhakti Dhir Damodar Maharaj going so many places all over the world, and so many people, they're so very happy to hear him. Why? Because he has purity. He's not just saying it, but he's doing it. That's finally common.
Devotees are always, they always like to cheat others. They will hide their own qualities and expand others. So Madhavananda Prabhu is a very powerful, wonderful devotee. All my lectures, every story, every quote that I make is from Madhavananda Prabhu. When I speak, people say, how is he getting that story? It is coming from Madhavananda Prabhu. Because I have all his products. And I delight in them. So I will share them with devotees. And devotees ask, why did he get all these pastimes? It's my secret. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Yes,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna is the only one, God can only be one. Now you quoted that Prabhupada, how can be another Prabhupada? You said Prabhupada can make so many Prabhupada like him.
Okay, good. Prabhupada made so many Prabhupada means what? Means that Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he came to make many pure devotees like himself. Yes. He made so many pure devotees like himself. Not that we're going to act like Prabhupada. Right? Not like that. That he has made so many pure devotees like himself. That's what it means. We don't have two Prabhupada opening ISKCON. We have only one. But he has made so many pure devotees. So let us try to understand what is the Prabhupada's purpose of coming to this material world. He gave us deity worship. He gave us chanting the holy name. He gave us Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the literatures he gave to us. He gave us prasadam. He gave us harinam, book distribution, college preaching, bhakti preaching. Everything that Prabhupada established, introduced, so everyone is just to only one thing. To make one pure devotee. That's all. Everything he did, traveled all the continents, risking his life, preaching extensively, printing books, writing books, having sleepless nights. Everything to make a pure devotee. Not to make scholars. So the Prabhupada started preaching in America in the street, not in the university. university was after. He started preaching from the street. Many people in the street were this. This prophet used to establish the society, accompanied by his purity. And because of his purity, he has unlimited compassion. In Bombay, many people used to come and see him. So one day, somebody came to see him. So while he was waiting to see Prabhupada, this person, he still smokes. So he went outside and smoked. And the devotee saw him. So when it was time for him to see Srila Prabhupada, the devotee stopped him. "You are nonsense." So Srila Prabhupada asked, "Who is the person who was to see me?" He said, "No, Prabhupada, he cannot see you." He said, "Why?" "He's just smoking. He's just smoking. He just finished smoking now." Prabhupada kept quiet and look at the devotees. She said, "There are millions of people here in this city, Bombay. Out of the millions, one person has come to see me all the way from his house. And you don't want him to see me because he smoke. Out of the millions who are smoking, one of them have come to see me. Let him see me. I'd like to see him. Bring him." "He has made effort. He left his house to come here to see me. Let me see him." And Papa saw him, spoke with him. That is Prabhupada. Never abandon anyone, provided the interest is there. Prabhupada would never, he never abandon anyone. Purity. Purity must have compassion and love. If our purity has no compassion and love, we are like a doctor who is very, very powerful, has a very powerful machine, but does not know how to apply it to the patient. A powerful doctor, he has powerful medicine, but he does not know how to apply it to the patient. So our purity must be accompanied by love and compassion. Then we can make miracle.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a nice lecture. Just you use the word the bold and submissive, that one will have to take this quality to take the movement further. So can you elaborate this bold and submissive at the same time?
I explain. The difficulty is there. What is difficulty? The difficulty is that each one is bold. How can you be submissive? You must be arrogant. Right? That's a difficulty. That is not. One who is bold and is arrogant is a demon. It's not a devotee. A devotee should be bold and submissive. There's a difference. Meaning that to be bold is not arrogance. To say the truth whenever, wherever, to whomever it is necessary, that is boldness. But it should be presented with humility. That is submission. Not because I know better than you, not because I'm superior to you, not because of false ego, not because I have position, but for the purpose of helping. If a mother cares for the baby, right? The mother must force the baby to take medicine. Yes. That is love. So if you love someone, if you care for people, we should be bold to tell the person, this thing is wrong. Out of compassion. Proper people, rascals, fools and rascals, they didn't get angry with him. Why? Because of purity, because of compassion. It was without false ego. He was not calling people rascal because of pride. He was calling people rascal because he knows we are rascal and actually we are fool. What is the meaning of rascal and a fool? If you don't know something and you are speaking as if you know, that is rascaldom. If you don't know something, keep quiet. We are presenting foolishness as an authority. That is rascality and foolishness. Foolish means we don't know. What rascal is that we are presenting foolishness as reality. So proper say we are fools and rascals. Yes, we should be bold and submissive to tell the truth. If one is naive and sentimental, that is not humility. Naivety is not humility. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one who knows the truth and does not say it participate in the evil which has been committed. See, someone is doing something wrong, and when it is time for them to say that, yes, this person did it, and we kept quiet, we have participated in that sinful activity. Because we theoretically understand the philosophy of Christian concept, theoretically, without realization, without even belief. Many of us does not believe what you preach. We are speaking just like parrots. And we present our foolishness, our lack of faith as humility. That is not. Humility means that we should be ready to suffer by telling the truth. That is humility. This is from Madam Anamba Prabhu's article, and it is a statement made by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yes. Humility means that we should be ready to suffer by telling the truth. And he said, if we are not ready to suffer, that means we are not humble. We set to be a devotee, but our heart is not devotee. Our heart is not a devotee. When the heart is a devotee, our heart is becoming a devotee, we will show compassion. It is at that point that we can show real compassion to others. Like Prabhupada. The Prabhupada did not, he very humble, very submissive, very, he deal with people carefully, but he never compromised. He never said that, yes, what you are doing is right. No, what you are doing is wrong, is wrong. That is compassion. Is it compassion if a doctor is blowing air on our boil? A patient has a boil and has come to a doctor, the doctor is blowing air on the boil. Is that compassion? It's a quack. If it's a doctor, he should tear it open and remove the pus and stitch it back. That's a qualified doctor who has compassion for the patient. So if we are devotees, our hearts should be soft, that we should care for each other. What is care for each other? When we see a brother or sister doing something wrong, we should be bold to tell, this thing you are doing, it is not healthy for you, for me, for everybody. So say it. Doesn't matter whether he or she get angry, but have to do our part. If we don't do our part, we become implicated. It means our heart is very hard. We have no compassion, we have no love, and how can we become Krishna conscious with all these wonderful qualities? How? Krishna consciousness is not artificial. It is real, pure, and transcendental. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Vanchakalpataridhyascha Kripa Sundhidaiva Champatitanam Pavnibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.
We sincerely thank His Holiness Bhakti Dev Dalma Swami Maharaj, loudly chanting Hare Bol. And we request Maharaj to give more and more of His association and enlighten us. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.